Without trust, society stagnates.
Economies decline.
And businesses fail.
My Security Media believes through security,
trust between individuals,
organisations,
and government can be maintained. Welcome to the
Cybersecurity
Weekly Podcast.
Welcome to My Security Media's Cybersecurity Weekly Podcast, and we're at the Dolce Hayes Mansion in San Jose, California, at the Global Press and Analyst Summit, Innovators in Cloud, IoT, AI and Cybersecurity. And I'm joined by Mansoor Karam, the CEO and founder of Apstra. Mansoor, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Intent-based networking is the premise of Apstra, and you're still technically a startup. You've been for around about 3 years.
Yeah, 4 years.
Right. 3 or 4 years, there you go. So tell the audience about Apstra, and we'll move into intent-based networking.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Apstra is a private company, been at it for 4 years. We are the pioneers of intent-based networking. We had the first shipping product featuring intent-based networking. Really our purpose is to deliver powerful automation of data center network infrastructures. The operational model for networks hasn't changed for 20, 30 years, and with digital transformation, we really need to change, to rethink how networks are operated. And really, that's the mission of Apstra. And we believe the time is right, because now we have the technology to deliver on this. And so that's what we've delivered, and we've called it intent-based networking.
Well, some of the discussion around the panels today was the future of network engineers is potentially at risk with this. How simple is an intent-based network? Is it really as simple as giving some instructions as to the type of network that you want, and within an hour you can have your network up and running?
Well, I mean, first, regarding the network engineers, I think that every time you have some revolutionary technology, whether it was the industrial age or the car, when the car was introduced, there's always this discussion as to whether or not people are going to lose their jobs, what the impact is on the workforce, etc. And really, it never pans out that way. It's just that there is a lot of knowledge and skill that is relevant, and the employees and the experts then have to essentially retool and get additional
and adapt,
skills
and
adapt. Exactly.
So they're definitely going to have to adapt to IBM.
And, I think so. I think that in a really good way. I mean, today these network engineers are really stretched, they actually really live in anxiety of the next outage, or every time there is a bill that they need to do and they're under a time pressure, they miss their kids' birthdays and holidays with their families because of the pressures of doing things with a suboptimal tool set, right? So we're giving them a tool set that makes that really empowers them to do things a lot better, a lot faster, and so I think that's what we're doing. Think of it as all of the manual tasks that are time consuming, error prone, and frankly boring, right? We take care of all of that, and it's like you touch a button and they're all taken care of.
Right. Well, the announcement that's just coming out is the Apstra is deployed now with Dell EMC and OPX by Onyx in open infrastructure as a service network infrastructure in tier one service provider for the cloud.
Correct.
Maybe just talk us through that deal and what it's going to look like.
Yeah, I mean, that's an exciting announcement, right? And it was an exciting opportunity for us. We've been talking about open networking for many years, and it's really good to see it, being delivered to the industry. And in this case, it's a production deployment that's based on an open source switch operating system, right? That was just unthinkable a few years ago. In this case, it's OpenSwitch, and it's running on Dell hardware. Apstra's role here is to really provide a fully automated operational model that really delivers on the agility and a massive streamlining of the operational model, so you can reduce your operational expenses.
Does it go to that deaggregated
Exactly does, yeah. Right, because you know, this is an open source switch operating system that sits on top of Dell hardware, yeah, and then Apstra automation on top. That's really the definition of disaggregation. But you know, what really makes it work is that Apstra is saying, we support the entire stack. Yeah. We have tested this entire stack. We know that this open source operating system along with this hardware works in the context of this use case, and we're standing behind it.
Right. And I like the way you mentioned 5 years ago. So now you've got all those APIs across that network from the vendors and the like. Those APIs didn't exist 5 years ago.
They didn't.
So now that those API plugins allows that software control of the entire network throughout its whole life cycle.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I think that's the big change in the industry, really driven by the users themselves, starting initially with the hyperscales, but then every customer today needs to deploy, you know, their infrastructures in a manner that's consistent with cloud. Yep. And for that, they do need this disaggregation, and for that, they do need those APIs. So they've really pushed the vendor community to deliver on those APIs, and that's really a one-way street. And
it's the step after software-defined networking.
Exactly right. Yeah, okay. Software-defined networking had the right idea, but because we didn't have these APIs, they really had to recourse to unnatural methods. It's timing, you know, in technology, timing is critical, and really this is the time to deliver on this.
Great. Well, Mansoor Karam, the CEO and founder of Apstra.com. Mansoor, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Cheers, it was a pleasure. Good on you.